Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is CJ Savage, and I am a certified hypnotherapist and a past mental health specialist. You can find me on my website at www.thehypnosisqueen.com, or you can check out my newer blog I have, which is called www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. And you can find my CDs, my hypnosis CDs, on cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. And that is CHERYLJSAVAGE. Or you can also find them on cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage. And also on Amazon.com, and there's quite a few others that's on, but those are the easiest ones to find. If you go on to cdbaby.com, you can actually listen to or preview the tracks of the CD, audio CD, without having to buy it. You can actually listen to preview each track on the CD. Okay, we are in the middle of the 12-part program on how to master the power of the mind. And we have talked about the universal laws. We have talked about many things. And if you've missed any part of it, you can always go back on here and replay, because all these are recorded. So you can go back and replay and pick up anything that you did not get. Okay. Now, last week, I explained to you that you are more than just a piece of organic matter, and that your very essence is one of a spiritual nature with the ability to attract into your life that which you focus your attention on. Now, tonight we're going to talk about thoughts become things. And remember, when we talked about the universal laws, I told you that the most powerful universal law is the law of attraction, and it works for everyone all the time, whether you're aware of it or not. Whether you're conscious of it or not, it works all the time. The law of attraction and facing responsibility for who and where you are today is what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, the problem is this. Very few human beings realize that the latent potential that they have to alter their own lives, but they do. They walk in blindness, complaining about outside forces such as debt, bad relationships, lack of opportunity, while remaining clueless to the power they already possess, the power that can alter their actual current reality. Remember, I've said how many times, if you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your thinking. And I have given you many exercises, different things to do in order to change your thinking. And I don't care if you tell me, but all these thoughts just flood into my mind uncontrollably, and I can't control them. They just keep flowing in there uncontrollably, and they're usually negative emotions or negative thoughts. Well, you are the master of your destiny. You're captain of your ship, and you are in control of your thoughts. Your physical thoughts actually manifest into that subconscious or that superconscious mind, which then, that, remember, I have told you that a lot of you still recognize it as the subconscious mind, so you know what I'm talking about. The more modern political correct term would be the superconsciousness. When you think thoughts with your physical consciousness, it manifests down into, goes into your subconscious or superconscious mind, which then manifests into your own physical being. And that superconscious mind is the spiritual part of you, and that spiritual part of you is in every cell of your being. And in every cell of your being, each cell has its own individual intelligence. So I'm going to try to make this just as simple as I can, because it is really very simple. Thoughts are things. They really are. Thoughts are things. So when you think the thoughts that you think, you are attracting into your life whatever it is that you think about. You become what you think about. Like it or not, accept it or not, it doesn't matter. It still works the same. Very few people realize their potential that they have over their over being able to alter their own lives. They walk in blindness, and they think all these things, these problems they have going on around them, bad relationships or debt or whatever, lack of jobs and income, whatever, are absolutely clueless to the power that they possess. But if they really try to work with this power and understand it and use it to the benefit, you can change your own reality. I promise. There is an Indian saint called, and forgive me if I say this wrong, his name is Vivekananda. It is Vivekananda. He lived over 100 years ago. He explained it beautifully, and he wrote this. All the powers in the universe are already ours. It is we who have put our hands before our eyes and cry that it is dark. We are what our thoughts have made us, so take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live. They travel far. When an idea exclusively occupies the mind, it is transformed into an actual physical or mental state. We reap what we sow. We are the makers of our own fate. No one else has the blame. None has the praise. There is no help for you outside of yourself. You are the creator of the universe. Like the silkworm, you have built a cocoon around yourself, burst your own cocoon, and come out as the beautiful butterfly, as the free soul. And alone you will see the truth. In one word, this ideal is that you are divine. God sits in the temple of every human body. And that is so true. And he lived from 1863 until 1902. You are divine. And this is the core message in his Vivekananda words. So the big question is, how then do we begin to get ourselves out of our current situation and claim the abundance that we seek? It is not, if you do not have what you want, if you're not getting what you want, it's not because you do not have the intelligence. It is not because you are not worthy. It is not because you're not good enough. It's not because you are not educated enough. It is because of your own thoughts, your thinking. Remember I said people who speak of poverty have more of it. People who speak of illness have more of it. People who speak of prosperity have more of it. Esther Hicks tells a great story, and she tells it so well I couldn't even repeat it. But in essence, she tells you, you know, if you remember getting together with your siblings or your old friends and you rehashed some past memories and one of you remember it one way and one of them remember it another way and, you know, you all have your own story to tell. Well, that's just it. We all have our own story. But when someone has a terrible story, it's like how terrible their life is and how broke they are and how ill they are and how many problems they have and bad relationships and so on and so forth. And you tell them, don't keep telling that story if you don't want that. But I do. I tell it so well. You know, I want to tell it to you. I feel compelled to tell it to you. And so what do they get? They get more of it, right? Well, the fact is, you are master of your soul. You are captain of your ship, and you can change that. So how do we get out of our current situation and claim the abundance that we seek? Well, Bob Proctor will tell you that it is by the law of attraction, the one most powerful universal law that works for all of us, whether you want to think so or not, it does. We all work with one infinite power. Bob Proctor explains law of attraction like this. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships. We can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. Wherever you are, doesn't matter. Wherever you are, whether it's Australia or India, New Zealand, London, Toronto, New York, Florida, we're all working with one power, one law. It's the law of attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. That's the secret. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted by virtue of the images that you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. Whatever is going on in your mind, whatever you're feeling, you are attracting to you. To understand the law of attraction, you need to first understand its underlying counterpart, the law of vibration. The law of vibration states that everything vibrates, everything moves. Everything ever created, from the smallest atomic particle to the largest skyscraper, is in constant state of energetic motion. What looks solid is not. Even concrete, glass, and steel is energy in constant emotion. We live in an ocean of motion. Okay, what this lesson here is to teach you is that you have a power within you that is far superior to any circumstance or situation around you. You have free will over what you want to think. I'm going to say that again. You have free will over what you want to think. And these are the very thoughts that are in charge of directing power to whatever you choose in your lifetime. But here's the thing that you need to understand. Know the difference between unconscious attraction and conscious attraction. Whatever you think about, whether it's good or bad, you attract into your life. Whether you want it or not is irrelevant. Think about something that you don't want and you attract it into your life. Unconscious attraction is what happens when we let our uncontrolled thoughts run free. So if you're one of these people that are telling me, but all these thoughts just flood into my mind uncontrollably, and yes, they are usually negative. How do I stop them? Well, I've given you plenty of exercises on how to stop and break the bad habit of negative thinking. Stop talking, stop thinking, stop feeling negative emotions. Stop watching TV that just murders and hate and anger. And, you know, stop watching the news. Stop hanging around people who bring you down and pull you down and call you names and tell you all the terrible things that's wrong with you and why you're such a big failure. Stay away from people like that. They're not doing you any good. They just bring you down. But if you're going to sit around and worry about getting out of debt, that's all you're going to attract is more debt. Okay, now, someone asked, yeah, but if you have all these bills that keep coming in the mail, how can you not worry about it? Well, see, this is where you start to become bigger than your problems. Are your problems bigger than you, or are you bigger than your problems? Remember I said everybody's got their own story to tell? Well, why don't you start telling your story the way you want it to fold out, the way you want it to unfold, the way you want it to happen? Start telling your story the way you really want that story to be told. Somebody calls you and they want money from you. Say, you know, right now, today I don't have it, but I will soon. And as soon as I have that money, I'm going to call you back and I'm going to pay it. And they're going to say, well, when are you going to have it? So I'm not sure exactly, but I know it will be here very, very soon. I have a lot of money coming. Just tell them I have a lot of money coming. And you know what? Just keep talking and pretending that you have money stashed away everywhere. You have money in the freezer. You have money in your drawers. You have money under your bed. Money under the mattress. Just talk and act and pretend like you're very rich. And you will get around to paying those bills as soon as you can. But if you really start feeling it with emotion as if you already have it, and you use the affirmations that I've talked to you about in just repeating them and filling that idle thinking with good, positive statements, commands that you do have money, or something as simple as, there is an avalanche of money coming to me now, and I receive it with open arms, and I am grateful. Thank you. By the way, two of the most powerful magical words in our English language is thank you. The more you're grateful, the more you thank people. Try thanking as many people as you can a day, every single day, and you know you're going to find that you're going to find so much favor in your life that things are just going to come to you and surprise you, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. Thank people. Be grateful. Be as grateful as you can every day. Start your day by counting your blessings and being very grateful. Okay, I got off on a tangent again, but you need to know the difference between unconscious attraction and conscious attraction. So we're talking about, okay, if you worry about debt, you're going to get more of it. You worry about getting old, you're going to start experiencing the effects of old age. If you worry about whether or not he or she loves you, then you attract uncertainty into your relationships. Every worry just serves to bring to your reality that which you think about. Worry and you'll be sorry. How do you not worry? Well, if you get away from all the negative thinking and the negative emotions and the negative people around you, and you start filling that with positive affirmations and focus on positive things, and when you do the affirmations, always feel and speak in the present tense. Try to always start your affirmation with, I am. I am abundant in every area of my life. I don't know how I'm abundant in every area of my life. I only know that I am now, and I am so grateful. I am fulfilled. You can fill it with positive affirmations like that, but start writing them out. Post little post-it signs wherever you go, and start literally filling that mind with, like, okay, then you read it, then you think it, and then you feel it with emotion. Feel it as if you already have it. Okay? Okay, now this may sound a little scary. The idea that every unconscious thought that you have attracts that which you think of into your life. That's a little scary. But don't worry, because the reverse also happens. Every happy, joyful thought is also attracting into your life the positive thing that you're thinking about. Now, here's the best part. There's a simple formula that we want you to understand. What this formula means is that your thoughts, magnified by your emotions, behind your thoughts, equal the things that you attract into your life. Emotions are powerful. So remember I told you that when you use an affirmation, speak it in the present tense, and feel it, raise your vibration, and feel it as if you already have it, wherever it is. I am driving my new Mercedes, whatever, detail. And imagine driving it. Imagine visualizing it. Imagine feeling it. Imagine what it smells like. And raise your vibration and feel excited about it. Feel very excited about it. Now, emotions are powerful, very powerful. Thinking about a goal that you're only half excited about is really not going to help you manifest that goal very fast. But think about a goal that makes you very excited, that makes you practically weep with joy because the excitement of attaining it is so great, it's so wonderful. Now you're adding power to your thoughts and really using the law of attraction. Okay, so you understand that when you use an affirmation or you think about something that you want, think of it as in the present tense. Don't say, I want to get a new car. Because you're going to always want to get a new car. I am driving my new Chevy Tahoe, all interior leather, loaded with DVD, TVs, GPS, and so on. And imagine driving, imagine smelling it, and feel it with emotion. So your emotions are the fuel that power this vehicle. If your thoughts are a vehicle to move you towards your goal, your emotions are the fuel that power this vehicle, okay? So the good news is that your positive thoughts, because they excite you so much more and often have much more emotions attached to them, tend to be a lot more powerful than your negative thoughts. Actually, if you have a negative thought, just simply replace it as fast as you can with a positive thought, and a positive thought is like 1,000 times more powerful than a negative thought. I know it is actually easier to attract the good than it is to attract the bad. Now, I tell people, accept responsibility for where you are today or you will be powerless to change. And people will often say, but this and this happened, CJ, and I didn't want that to happen. I couldn't have attracted that. I didn't want that. Well, whatever your emotions are, you send that emotion, those thoughts, whatever vibration it is, it goes out into the universe, permeates and penetrates all space and time, and attracts back to you the same energy, the same vibration. And if you put enough negative thoughts out there, you're just going to have one thing after another. You're just going to have all kinds of problems, just more problems. You know, when I was a little girl, my mother used to say, bad things happen in threes. So if anything bad ever happened, she'd say, bad things happen in threes. And she would count it. And she said, that was one. Just wait for number two. And sure, we all would look for number two. And sure enough, it would come. Then she'd say, and bad things happen in threes. So then we'd wait for number three. Oh, we were so glad when number three was over with. Now we can look forward to good things happening again. But, you know, she attracted that because we all expected it. We expected something bad to happen, and every single time it did, until we had three things bad happen. She'd say, bad things come in threes. Well, she should not have ever told us that. She should have said, good things come in threes, and then we would have expected good things in threes. And because we expected it and we looked for it, we would have gotten it. Oh, I finally, when I grew up one day, I said, bad things do not happen in threes. They only happen in threes for people who believe that and expect it. And she said, well, that's for sure. So she stopped saying that. She stopped expecting it, and bad things no longer came in threes. Now, if the law of attraction is as simple as that, why aren't more people wealthy, even gratified, when the state their lives are in? Well, most people don't take personal responsibility for the present results. They honestly believe that the cause of their current results lies outside of themselves due to conditions or circumstances that they have no control over. Most people are ignorant of the law. You attract into your life everything that is in harmonious vibration to you. The key to mastering the law of attraction is to understand that you are responsible for everything in your life, everything, absolutely everything. At some level, consciously or unconsciously, you attracted every person, every job, every idea, every illness, every joy, and every bit of pain into your life. This leads to some very interesting questions. Do communities that are victims of crime waves or war attract these things into their lives? And the answer is yes. But we're going to discuss that a little bit more in detail later when we talk about group manifestation, which is, by the way, very powerful. Once you accept that you are the maker of your own reality, you will see that you have the power to change that reality into anything that you wish. We generally let our outside world control our inside world, but we have to reverse this. Our thoughts dictate what we attract, and that is a fact. That is a proven scientific fact. Our thoughts dictate what we attract. We've got to let the inside world take charge of our outside world. What you think, what you feel, and what manifests is always a match. No exceptions. No exceptions. Now, how do you use the law of attraction in your favor? Well, let's take a look at your results in your life. As you read these questions, make a mental note of the answers in your mind. What kind of relationships do you have? Are you in love? What are your friends like? How do you communicate with family members? What is your income? What is your business like? How about the health of your body? What do you think of your body? The thoughts you just thought, the answers that surfaced before you could stop them. The answers that surfaced before you could stop them are responsible for programming your current results. If you don't like the results in your life, you need to change your thoughts. That's all that the law of attraction is about. This is a very orderly universe. Very orderly, without error. Nothing happens by accident. The images that you plant into your marvelous mind instantly set up an attractive force which govern your results in life. You are a living, breathing magnet. And things, conditions, circumstances, and people that you know, and even some you don't know, are marching to you like obedient soldiers to aid you in the manifestation of your images. Wouldn't you prefer these soldiers helping you with your positive images? You know, when someone says that they are having all these problems and they complain about how things are going and they wish things were differently, and then they complain about people they know and gossip about bad things about people that they know, and they go on. And you know, when I hear that, someone who whines and cries and bitches and moans, all I can say is, you're just a big crap magnet. And they are. And they're attracting more crap. And I choose not to have any part of it. Okay, take a few minutes each day to just monitor what's going on in your mind. Think about, what are you thinking about? Monitor, make notes, get out a tablet, and see what you think about, and just pay attention to what you think about, and start writing notes down the things that you think about. And when you do that, also write down your feelings. Note whether or not these are good feelings or bad feelings. Remember, there's only two kinds of emotions, really. There's only two kinds of feelings. There are good ones, and there are bad ones. And if you have a feeling, when you think a thought, if you're asking, how do I know if I'm attracting good stuff or bad stuff, then take a note what it is that you're thinking. Start paying attention to what you're thinking, and then note whether or not these are good feelings or bad feelings. Now, if you think about something and you have not a good feeling, then you don't want to think those thoughts anymore. However, if you think a thought and it makes you feel good, raises your vibration, and you get kind of excited, and you can even put a smile on your face, and you feel joy, contentment, you feel happy, then it's a good thought, and you should think it more often. But I want you to take a few moments each day to start monitoring what is going on in your mind. What are you thinking about? How are you feeling? If you're not feeling the way you want to feel, then instead to visualize what it is that you want rather than what you don't want. Your vibration will instantly change, and when your vibration changes, your results will follow that upward flow. So if you start worrying about bills, let's just start imagining paying the bill. Imagine having plenty of money. See yourself writing on a check. See you joyfully paying it. See you happily saying, I have the money now. I have the money to pay the bill. And I am happily sending you the money. Okay? But you can get out of your current reality trap when you start monitoring your thoughts and you start paying attention to what it is that you're thinking. If it's good thoughts that make you feel good, or are they bad thoughts that make you feel bad? Now, we're going to end it tonight. I'm going to end it early. It's only going to be 30 minutes tonight because it is my dad's 84th birthday, and I have a birthday dinner party to go to tonight. So I am sorry to cut it a little bit short, but we will continue and pick up next week. And I thank you very much for joining me. And if you have any questions or problems or issues that you'd like to discuss, you can either call me or you can and go to my website, or you can just email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. The Hypnosis Queen, that's thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And send me a note and let me know how you're doing. Let me know if you're using some of these exercises because I love to hear from you. And, you know, I'm hoping that you don't write me a great big long letter that's, you know, 15 pages long or anything. But if you have a question or a comment, I'd love to hear it. So you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. And thank you for joining. Bye.